Gorilla.
All right, joined by the boys of Lemon Cash. How you guys doing?
Good. Everett, how are you doing, man?
Oh, not too bad. Just want to introduce who you guys are.
Yes, we're Lemon Cash. My name is Corey. I'm the lead singer of the band.
You had a lead singer,
eh? I'm Jeff, and I play the drums and do some backup vocals.
But you're not the lead singer.
Definitely
lead
not.
Lead drum guy.
Lead drum till I should have said lead.
Oh, yeah, might as well, yeah.
So,
how do you guys function as a duo, though, with you doing drums and you just singing? How does that really function and work?
It's great. A lot of people don't expect that when they see pictures of us and they come, that's the drummer and a singer duo. It actually works great for what we do. We like to showcase our personality, so on stage, it's a lot of back and forth, whether I'm on the drums and Corey's singing, and we just kind of do this back and forth thing, but it's working out great. I mean, there's a lot of great bands out there that are doing the same thing. The Black Keys are drummer-singer duo, 21 Pilots are doing that.
Nice.
And, the Foo Fighters and Taylor Hawkins had that dynamic on stage. Rest Taylor Hawkins' soul, but that's kind of what we're doing.
Nice.
Working out great.
Yeah. I mean, you guys recently released It Ain't Me, It's You. That came out back in July. How have you guys been enjoying that song?
It's been great. The feedback's been awesome. Dan is such a – Dan Swinmer production, he's such a great producer, so he really did a great job on the song. And, the feedback we've been getting it's been great. And, people are saying that's our best one yet.
It was a song that was pitched to us, actually, and we were honored to have, any song pitched to us. So the song really represented exactly our energy we were looking for. It captures the sound that we wanted, and it's really pretty much what we're – kind of what we're about, that fun, high energy type of stuff that in Corey's voice is, you can tell it's at his it's at the ultimate best, because your voice can always get better and better and better as you progress. That's what you're striving for, but it really showcases how good of a singer Corey is, and glad to be in a band.
Oh, thanks, man.
That's why I sit in the back on the drums, because he gets all the attention because of his voice. But it's a great song, and I'm glad you're digging it and everyone else is. And it's been great.
I didn't say I'm digging it.
So how's the CCMA experience been so far this year? I don't know if you guys just got to town yesterday or if you guys got to town.
It'd be pretty early for you just to get here early, but we arrived here yesterday, I think about 11:30 a.m. It was great. We got to run some groceries, and we're staying in a beautiful condo that our booking agent, shout out to Carla. She's been nice enough to have us stay there while we're here. But
awesome.
Been a great experience. We went and played at the Unicorn Saloon? Unicorn Pub.
Yeah.
We played a couple songs there last night and did a little showcase, and it went really well.
Oh, I didn't know you guys were there last night. I would have tried to jump over.
Were you there?
No, I stopped by there because there were a couple people I was interviewing today earlier. I'm like, got to try to see these people play before I do it, before I interview them.
Right,
makes things a lot easier, a lot smoother.
Of course.
And then, they weren't on until I was at the top of the country, snapping photos there and doing all that, enjoying that. One of my friends was one of the finalists. And so I ran over to the Met to go see those two perform. And I'm sitting there going, I didn't even know you guys were on that bill, or I would have tried to run over there then.
We didn't even know we were going to be there either.
Oh, there you go.
Next you know, we were on the stage.
No. Yeah.
It was a good night, good turnout, and like I said, we've been loving the so good.
It was the first time Dan, our producer, got to see us play live, so that was... he was there last night, and he was out. It looked like he thought we were good. I don't know. But
it was... the bar was quite lively last night. It was great.
Yeah.
Great energy.
Oh, yeah.
Love it so far. Day two, we're up early, we're here, we did it, and we're doing it. Let's keep this good times going.
Have any other showcases this weekend at all, or enjoying the networking and all the other shows going on?
I wish we could kind of just roam around and not have to worry about all these. But yes, we're. Hello, doggies.
And the dogs have returned. special guests to these interviews.
T-Bone, we just had a picture with him. He's a beautiful dog. Anyways, so we're playing at the Sakamoto, where we met Everett. Last year.
I'm going to that tonight. Perfect. So, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I'm going to see you guys
afternoon.
Yes.
2:45.
Yeah.
We're doing a couple songs there, and because that's our we've recently signed with Sakamoto, so we're lucky enough to obviously be a part of these parties that they throw, and it's always a good time.
Oh, they always are.
Delicious
yeah.
tequila, and that's why we, Corey and I go, and then it's like, oh, we have to play? Okay.
All right. And
then, no, it's always a good time.
And they stop serving tequila because of us.
Sure,
oh, yeah. Always enjoyed those things. I didn't do, the first time I did the CCMAs 3 years ago when I was in Calgary, I didn't stay there that long. Then last year's one, I ended up in that VIP section by a complete and utter accident.
Oh.
I didn't even have the right wristband, so it's like I couldn't even go to the bathroom, or I'm not getting back in that spot. Like, I was just having a conversation with Jason Benoit, and like, the other guy wasn't looking. I just accidentally wandered in there, and it's like, okay. And then I'm just like, oh, this is different. The guy mentioned deliberately, oh, no, you have to have this color wristband. Oh. So sleeves came down, which I hate to do, but I'm not getting tossed out of here.
Yeah.
So... let's just operate under that assumption today.
Are you a sleeves up kind of guy, or is it just saying you were just hiding the bracelet, which is?
Oh yeah, sleeves are always up, man.
Like, gotta show the tattoos.
I got a bunch of tattoos here that gotta be showing off.
Same here, man.
Same other ones that are always constantly hidden.
Yeah,
I always like the hoodie look. So
that's why I had to roll the sleeves down, which I hate doing. I'm like, he likes the sleeves up.
Oh yeah,
and I get it. It's
other people gotta see the Snoopy tattoo.
Yeah, I like that. That's awesome.
Every single of all the tattoos I've ever had, everybody just like. I was living in Whistler until recently, and like a person just like walking down the street just goes, oh, I love your Snoopy tattoo, and just keeps walking. I'm like, what the?
Yeah.
I didn't even think that person had a chance to see that. I'm like, it was now a very good idea that I, it's like a flash tattoo sale. They always have around Halloween, the one TNT tattoo and barbershop. They did.
Right,
they always did my haircuts, and it's where I got most of my tattoos done there.
Oh, right.
Three
on.
Of them there, four in under a year. So... I really wanted to get one done, and from what they had for the flash, there wasn't much that I really liked. I end up with an Oscar the Grouch tattoo that nobody sees because I'm wearing pants again, not shorts.
Oh, man, that should be going on.
So I wanted to, yeah. But like two tattoos in the same day
true.
With that bit of a space, don't put it in the same body part, I read.
Yeah,
so
true.
I figured, okay, I got animals primarily on this arm, so Snoopy can go there. And Snoopy's very highly visible, and everybody loves Snoopy. So
absolutely.
I love Snoopy.
Like, people I wouldn't even think would even know who Snoopy was. They're like, oh, my God, I love the Snoopy tattoo. Yeah. I'm like, thanks.
Hey,
literally
like,
handing
you know
a ticket to an usher just to go see a concert. Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, oh, I love that Snoopy tattoo.
What,
I'm like,
it is the first tattoo
yeah.
that I noticed when
yeah.
I was talking about it. And I'm like, I love how you have the Snoopy tattoo. And he's had yeah. headphones on?
Microphone there.
No, the on Snoopy's head, does he have
oh.
headphones? Is that just his
no, that's just his ear.
Is his ear? Oh, okay, just the way I was looking at
yeah,
it.
The
oh,
yeah, the things on the
yeah,
original thing were, like, supposed to be, like, colored in. I'm like, can you just, like, leave those blank? Otherwise, it just blends right into the cape. And it's like. Oh,
yeah,
sure, no problem. I didn't even realize that. I'm like,
I should be
good thing I did
artist.
This. Yeah. Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I can barely draw stick figures, so.
Yeah, see, I can't even draw that.
No.
Yeah, I can't. Oh, well, thanks for talking to me, guys. It's always fun to get
thanks.
To talk to you,
yeah,
and
really
I look forward to seeing you later on today.
For sure. Thanks
absolutely.
For having us, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.